I want to read an excerpt from an article titled Jumpers by Tad Friend that appeared years ago in The New Yorker. Begins, Dr. Motto had a patient who committed suicide from the Golden Gate in 1963, but the jump that affected him most occurred in the 70s. I went to this guy's apartment afterward with the assistant medical examiner, he told me. This guy was in his 30s, lived alone, pretty bare apartment. He'd written a note and left it on his bureau. It said, "I'm going to walk to the bridge. If only one person smiles at me on the way, I will not jump." From the New Yorker magazine. A smile may seem like an insignificant thing to many people, but it wasn't to this man. Often it is the little things that are neglected and can make such a big difference. God has always taught us this concept. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 42, Jesus said, "And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall no means lose his reward." Don't put your reward on the line by neglecting the little things. A simple smile, a cup of water, and other small acts of kindness. Remember the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 25. "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." And also he said, "Inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did not do it to me." If it would not be too insignificant to do for Jesus, then it is not too insignificant to do for others. Would you like to learn more about what the Bible says about the value of the little things that we can do? What a difference they make in our lives, both here and for eternity? We'd be glad to sit down with you and open and study God's Word together at the place and time of your convenience. Or if you prefer, we can send your Bible correspondence course by mail. Simply leave us your contact information at the end of this message if we can help you in any way spiritually. And as always, we thank you for calling Bible Call, and we encourage you to call again tomorrow.